For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Biden is highlighting the green impacts of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House reports what economists say is to come.
Teasing this bill signing by highlighting the green impacts. He tweeted, "The Inflation Reduction Act will position America to meet my climate goals, saving families hundreds of dollars a year on energy costs. And for families that take advantage of clean energy and electric vehicle tax credits, they could see more than twice the savings." Well, this whole package was once more than twice this size, but even this slimmed down version the Democrats in Congress negotiated so it could pass has Republican colleagues nervous about what comes next, because economists largely agree the last big Biden spending bill, the American Rescue Plan, contributed to current inflation.
Economists predict the bill will not be successful in decreasing inflation, as well as Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who says the bill will have, quote, a minimal impact on inflation. Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing incentives for Florida schools to hire veterans and first responders for teaching positions. The veterans and first responders must have bachelor's degrees, but DeSantis says, quote, "We believe these folks that have served our communities have a lot to offer. The goal is to fill needs in areas like reading, science, and gifted classes." Texas officials say more buses of migrants are on their way to New York City. Fox reporter Nate Foy.
The New York Post reports a popular Times Square hotel may be turned into a shelter and intake facility. The Post reports the city plans to use the Row New York City to house as many as 600 migrant families. New York City officials say every migrant will be cared for, and they're still criticizing the Texas governor. Now, the Texas official in charge of these migrant buses tells Fox News every bus is stocked with 4 days' worth of food for 50 people. The trip normally takes just 3 days, and every migrant voluntarily boards each bus. They can get off at multiple stops along the way as well.
This after New York City Mayor Eric Adams accused Texas of not providing enough food, water, and other supplies to migrants traveling on the buses. Adams is requesting federal assistance as thousands of migrants are introduced to the city's shelter system. It may soon cost you less money to get your hearing back. Fox's Evan Brown explains.
Hearing aids often cost users an incredible amount of money. They're prescribed by a doctor, have high price tags and regular maintenance expenses like batteries. They're not always or completely covered by health insurance, but now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is creating a new class of hearing aid for manufacturers to build, intended for mild to moderate hearing loss, that will be sold over the counter without a prescription or a need for a specialized fitting. These OTC models will have user-adjustable volume control and are intended for adults ages 18 or older.
A Texas State student is making headlines after his mission to adopt a baby he found in the garbage goes viral. Fox's Gianna Gelosi has this story.
Jimmy Amicial found a four-month-old baby in a trash can when he went home to Haiti for Christmas break 4 years ago. He says people were too afraid to touch the baby because of Haitian superstitions. Amicial stepped up, scooped the baby up, who was covered in fire ants, and took him home. Haitian officials visited his house, asked him if he wanted to adopt the baby. He was just 22 at the time, but he agreed. Amicial says the baby, now named Emilio, has been a blessing, but adoption fees have been expensive. After the story went viral, he started a GoFundMe page that's raised upwards of $70,000 so far to finalize the adoption.
In final news, Walmart has signed a deal with Paramount Global to offer the entertainment company's streaming service as a perk to subscribers of Walmart shipping subscription service. The move is part of an effort by Walmart to better compete with Amazon Prime membership program, which offers an array of perks. Starting in September, subscribers to Walmart Plus will have access to the Paramount Plus Essential Plan. The cost of Walmart Plus will remain $98 a year or $12.95 a month. Find more news on AFN.net. Be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs, and thanks for listening.